right, we are live. Welcome to Renewed and Reminded Godly Podcast. We are live on Facebook. This is our first live podcast recording. We're only going to do audio tonight because it's good. What's wrong with it?
I thought you said Facebook. You forgot to mention Patreon.
Oh, we're not on Patreon yet. We're on Anchor.
Anchor?
Yeah, we're going to get on Patreon, though. That's our next platform we're going to get on.
So we're live from Facebook and Anchor?
Yes. Well, okay. Technically, we're using a third party. We're using StreamYard, which is not even on Facebook because I've been doing this whole don't get on Facebook thing. And now we're on Facebook through another platform, and we're on Anchor on our other. It is a lot going on, but this is what we got to do until we get, you know, another platform going with another desktop and everything. But
yeah.
Yes, we are here together.
Smile so much more.
Because I like to smile.
Okay.
Today, my husband is with me, Terry DeLoach, and we're going to be talking about, what's the title? I forgot how you worded it, because I have a different wording.
Overcoming to get through.
Overcoming to get through. That's what we're talking about tonight. So, definitely, I have some definitions written down, but I think we better just go ahead and talk about, like, how did this come about and why are we even talking about this tonight, and what was the reasoning of getting on here and recording. And I really know that came through us having a private conversation. And we were realizing, like, I've said so many times I need to get over something, and you stopped and asked me, like, no, you need to think about, like, going through it. You need to get through it. You can't just get over some things. You have to literally go through them. And I had realized that, you know, we talked about endurance. That's something that biblically we need to know how to muscle. Like, we need to learn that muscle of endurance and to endure. And without having that, you'll always get the freedom to say, I'm getting over this, but you'll never have the muscle to endure this and to go through something. So what you thinking?
Most of our conversations really derive from personal situations or what we thought were very singular moments turned out to really be something that we had in common.
Yes.
And we share in common. And a lot of what we discuss in private is really transparent because our Heavenly Father is transparent. There's nothing hidden about what He does or who He is. So the greatest part of being a follower of Christ is true transparency, to show that you're imperfect, and throughout your life how imperfect you have been, not just through your actions but your thoughts, with which persuades your actions. Or, you know, that's where it's most, really what most of your impartation of bad judgment with people or particular situations occur is from thoughts. Really, a lot of our conversations really come from, trying to compare and contrast, like, oh, I've been through worse, and I've been through this, and I've been through that. But really, all it is just pure honesty to say, you know what? I didn't really get over the situation or the person. And the sad part about that revelation is you give more power to the person than you do to our Heavenly Father, who brought you out of that situation and brought you through that situation, because you truly put yourself in that situation. So whenever it starts to derive from having those thoughts of what if, or could have done it better, or this person really got me twisted, or this person really had this type of effect on me, or this situation really took a toll on me. And just, you know, we're to Aries, to human, and we're all imperfect in every way. But I think the greatest key to all of this is really understanding personal responsibility. Mm. And I noticed throughout reading the Word of God and reading the Bible, which is our story, our book. It's not his story, it's our story. Mm-hmm. It's really, it really pinpoints a lot of key issues with mankind. We never want to be held accountable. So we always want to put somebody as imperfect as we are in position to be held accountable for our insecurities and that in our ways of being imperfect or our imperfections. So I'll say easily, and I want to see the best example that I can think of right now is Adam. When Adam tried to blame God for Eve somehow deceiving him. But Adam never really took the first responsibility and say, you know what? God, you talked to me first. So I knew the rules to the game. I just decided to play it the way I wanted to.
So even Adam tried to truly get over something instead of going through something at that point in time, if we wanted to use what we're, you know, scenario tonight.
Exactly.
How
things, that's my opinion. I don't know. That's just the way I see it.
Right. So I think we're just going to put enough there and move forward with realizing, like, I think this does come down to responsibility. It does come down to what's the right word?
I think it comes down to self-acknowledgement of wrongdoings.
Yeah, knowing self and being truthful, being honest, really looking at yourself and not trying to...
Self-actualization, self-realization.
Yeah.
Personal accountability.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
why God speaks about self-control.
Yeah, versus it's blaming very someone else. To exercise that.
God speaks more about forgiveness than he does about blaming somebody.
Yeah, he does.
If you truly think about it.
Yeah, there's not much that, you know, God said, I blame you for doing this. He just said, no, like, I told you right, I told you wrong. And you chose wrong, so this is the consequences for that.
Consequences.
Let me give you definitions real quick. So I looked these up, you know, right before we got on. And over with the Oxford, you know, Google, what does over mean? It says extended directly upward from. So, you know, basically extending directly above as a synonym. Another definition for over is at a higher level or layers than. And it's so funny because, you know, we both have this gift where we'll see something and then God will say something. And the fact that I've seen higher level, you know, financially, I started thinking about, you know, trying to go ahead and start a financial firm, call it higher calling. And the one thing that I did not do is realize I truly was not over understanding how finances should work towards a business, towards getting things in order. And instead of going through the finances courses, you know, I just went over and said, I'm going to start a financial business, which is very hard when you don't have the endurance to endure the financial business term, because you got to go through all of those tiny steps first. And I noticed that even in this definition, it said one key word. It said, at a higher level or layers than. Then the first one said extend directly upward. And it made me think how when you are jumping, you know, you can literally jump over someone. You can literally bounce a ball over something. You can fly a plane over something. However, that ability to do that spiritually literally means I am evacuating myself and I'm trying to take my spirit or my... It could be anger, it could be whatever you're using over the situation, but you still have to go back to the body, which is the body is still behind the situation, because you're just mentally and physically and spiritually trying, because you're not really physically going through it. You're just going over it. Just like bouncing a ball, or just saying, like, you know, mentally trying to start a business and not really understanding that you have to go back and do the small microscopic things to understand that if you're going to endure a business will have discomforts, and you have to be able to endure the little small ones before you see the big ones, and before you even see a big reward. Especially if you see this higher level, you know, this, the layers of layers to be over something, you have to be able to do the first layer. Mm-hmm. Even the earth has layers.
Very true. Very true. Very valid points you make, honey. I would say the greatest, if I can caveat off of what you said and add a little bit of what I believe. But again, personal opinion. This is, you know, my discretion.
Yeah, this is our podcast. People listen to hear the word of God and what the word of God is giving us.
I'm trying to be offended or offensive, you know, towards anything or anybody's thoughts. I would say, in agreement with my wife, that it's very convenient to try to avoid inconvenience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just like you said with the financial blueprint that you just initiated your thought in. It's very easy to say, this is what I'm going to do. This is a route that I'm going to take. These are the steps that I'm willing to do. And these are the boundaries that I'm willing to cross. But these are the thresholds I'm not willing to come off of. So now you put yourself in a godlike state because you feel like you have all the control. Mm-hmm. You feel like you have all the say-so, and you go off of your cynical, or better yet, your sensual wisdom, mm-hmm. which is not godly wisdom.
No.
It's sensual. Sensual usually derives off of emotion. Not off of pure thought, innocent thought, mm-hmm. wisdom that comes from the Most High, our Heavenly Father. So, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, honey, whenever we get to that point in life, whether it's like financial, relationship-wise, not just relationships with significant others, or, and I've come to a point in my life that even past relationships with people that I dated, I don't count them as relationships. I count them as moments where I should have used better judgment. The moments you think about that and, you know, parental relationships or business relationships, what may have you, you feel like you have to go and get over a certain situation or a certain moment in time, not knowing that it's best to go through than to go over. And the reason I say it's best to go through than to go over, because when you go through something, you don't do it on your own. Mm. And it's not by your own will that you go through. Mm. But when you go and try to get over something, you're using what you think is best, what you take as the lessons that you feel like you learned in this situation, good. And you apply it to what you think should have been the outcome.
So then it's never we get over, it's I get over.
It's I get over.
Which
I should have did this.
Yeah, the I.
You should have done that. Mm-hmm. I should have never gave you that much attention.
I could have done better.
I should have known better. Mm-hmm. I should have.
Or I gave you.
Exactly, I gave you. Not knowing that if you take away your power, which you have little of,
right?
You have authority in decision making. Even if it's incorrect decision making, you still have the authority to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because our Heavenly Father loves us that much. So when I think about the love that He does have for us and continues to have for us, in spite of us not earning it or deserving it, you think about, and Father God, forgive me for paraphrasing or saying anything outside of what is written, but God created a perfect work in you, mm-hmm. that is going to finish unto completion.
Right.
So that means, that tells you, well, that tells me personally that, number one, I'm not in control of everything. The stuff I do think I control, I have very little
control of it,
and I have very little self-control over what I do in this situation to get over it. Because if you think about it and you really take into account, your silly thoughts led you into a silly situation, and that silly situation has misguided more silly thoughts and has led you into the house of silly people.
Right.
So now you think that getting over these silly people will get you over these silly situations.
Mm-hmm. And it just makes you more vulnerable, because even the statements I wrote down were, I have to get over this. That's something that I've said, that's something I've heard. Mm-hmm. The second one is, I'm over you. They both have I. Mm-hmm. The last one was, the last one is over it.
I'm over it. Yeah.
And it's basically saying, like you said, it goes from, it's almost like a possession thing where you are using you as versus the other person. I'm over this, or the situation, instead of me going through it and having to deal with the job and having to endure this, I'm quitting. I'm getting over you, and I'm going to find a better opportunity. And even though that situation God could be using to hold you up, because maybe you need to learn perseverance and you need to learn endurance, but yet you keep running, which is something that I can relate on.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I can relate and definitely testify on that, and how the Lord will literally put you in blocks where he will stop you from running. And then even there, you have a lot of resistance. You know, it's not that you truly don't know, because a lot of young people, you know, at this age where we are, you will think that running does not look like what running is. Mm-hmm. Going out and doing things that are not godly, having conversations, having fornication, you would not think that that is running, but it is a form of running. Because if you look at what going through is to continuing the time forward or towards a completion. It is a process or a period ending. So going through, and you think about going through, when you are basically the youth of you, instead of you going and doing something, you would have to endure being the person that does not do anything. Right. And to do that, you will be picked on. You will be called out for that, because everybody else is doing something. And to get over it, you'll end up going and doing it. Mm-hmm. But to go through it, you'll end up, you know, not being the one that does go out, does do those things. And God can honor your discipline of doing those things, but even you'll have silent things that you need to discipline as well, because even though you don't go out, maybe you don't have that type of inclination, you can still have silent ones that you need to be able to really confront, you know, and learn. And we were saying this too earlier, how do I build my spirit? How do I understand that, you know, I am trying to really flake out if I get over this, but if I endure this, I'm able to truly understand, like, what God's grace is, how to really rely on him, how to trust him for real. If I go through, if I get over this, I'll think, like you said, it's by my works, it's by my actions, it's by my words alone, and my works will get me over you or over this.
The word tells you it's not by my will, but he who that is within me.
Mm-hmm.
The word also tells us that let me see if I can put it in a way that it doesn't sound contradicting to what most people think, but the Bible is there for correction.
Yeah, it's there for reproof, edification.
It's like this: if you take the words of somebody else's quote unquote success, but you don't truly understand the method of their madness, and you fail at what they've done,
mm-hmm.
One, you fail to realize that the perfect work that God has began in you, you've taken that perfect work and allow somebody else's imperfection to corrupt good manners.
Okay, I see where this is going. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
The Bible does tell you to be very mindful, because when you are
Christ corrupt, told his disciples to be wise as serpents but as harmless as doves. Mm-hmm. So that means you watch and you pay attention, but you don't get involved because you really don't understand what's at work here.
Yeah, it's like the story where
I can take
was it Peter?
A get rich quick scheme. Mm-hmm. And I can show you the residuals, but I can't truly show you the method because I didn't do this.
Right.
Whatever was at work in me did this on my behalf. I'm just the vessel that it was being used at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's why I wonder if you ever notice when somebody who you know was truly a believer in God, you don't truly understand how they got over it. Mm-hmm. How did you get over loss? How did you get over rejection? How did you get over losing your mind?
Right. They went through it.
I want to say there's a scripture in the Bible, and it is, I just can't remember the brother who said it. He said, it's because of God I am who I am. And if you take that, just that part of it, and you incorporate it in your life, and you look back over your life, you realize that it's not anything that I did in particular. When somebody asks me, how did you get over it? How did you make it? Lord have mercy, God speaks to you in the secret places.
He does.
He never speaks to you when you think you have it all together. No. He just allows you to be handed over into your imaginations. And then when you look back over
and handed over.
And handed over, thank you. And then when you realize that I've gone into a place that I should have never been in, who do you call on then? Because you dang sure can't call on yourself.
Yourself that got you into it. Yourself that- now you have to learn, unfortunately, the other end of endurance, which is enduring after you've messed up.
The song says, it's me, oh Lord.
Yep. It's not my sister, not my brother. Nobody but me.
Nobody but me.
Mm-hmm. I'm standing in need.
What you praying for?
Yeah.
Because you weren't praying before you got into the situation. You already thought you had a plan. Your plan was the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like when you're trying to get over something, you almost intentionally self-sabotage the Jeremiah 29:11.
You have to, because if you don't self-sabotage, then that means you're going into willful sin then, instead of going out of ignorance.
Yeah, because I'm getting over this, but I'm also planning how to get over it.
Because just like your perfect reference with the job situation, and I'm pretty sure we can all, you know, attest to that, that sure it wasn't what you thought it was going to be as far as, you know, the money or the position or the atmosphere. Really the biggest thing in life is just the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we live in such a world that is quick and in a hurry to go absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
With no plan in sight.
Yeah.
It's just, it should work no matter what I say, because I spoke it. So that means it should manifest.
Yeah.
Not knowing that what you have to say has to go along with what the Father has for you. Mm. Versus, I'm going to speak this, and God, you are going to grant my every request like he's a genie.
Right.
That's not how God works at all. We tend to forget that. Mm. I can raise my hand and honestly say that, especially in my youth and my ignorance.
I think sometimes we often think that it doesn't mean much. because
I can see that.
I was telling you know, a good family member of ours, how I had started reading the Bible this morning, and it was so funny because the word "my" kept sticking out. And oftentimes, you know, especially using this "I'm getting over something" or I gotta figure out what to do, I gotta, you know, God's moving too slow, I need to come up with a plan to get over this, we begin to say "my trouble," "my situation," "my house," "my this," "my that." And oftentimes I was telling her, I said, you know, I had to realize I had been saying God or Jesus with no "my" on it. Like, the connection to that was so different this morning reading Jeremiah 59. And he was saying, when your children ask you what happened, tell them your God split the, you know, dried up the seas for you. Your God did that. Your God. And then when they grow up and you let them know that their God has done that for them and their God is with them, who is he? Because that's my God. My God is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all. My, that is such an important thing, because we also go into deafness when we say, I'm getting over something, I'm getting over someone. That was my relationship. That was my business. That was my, you possessed it. So why are we not able to take the next step to also put ourselves being a possession of God and understand that I can relax and say, this is my husband? I also can take a deeper breath and say, my God, that's my God, my Savior. And that really helps you go through.
Absolutely.
When you're saying that, because it's just totally different. When you, God help me, my God, I know you. I know you'll get me through this. Totally different.
I agree with you 100%. But I would love to bring into your remembrance of what is being fed to this generation now. There's a lot of selfishness.
Yeah.
In the world, there's a lot of, my understanding is this, my perception is that.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I is, yeah, all I got in the end.
Yeah. And that started way like 2000, and now you see, you know, so many things where there is a mind, my body.
The sins of the father fall upon generation to generation.
And it's funny because, you know,
just like a wise man stores up treasures, not for himself, but for his children's children.
Right.
So you have to realize what you speak is exactly where your treasures are in your heart. And if you treasure yourself more than doing the will of our Heavenly Father, then guess what your results will be at the end of the day. And to me, it shouldn't be a surprise, because you realize who you put first. There was no question. There was no indecision. There was no time to think and to pray and to seek him. You just thought. Again, my thoughts, my words, my vibration. Then now you have a whole conundrum of double-mindedness.
Right. And then you also have the fact that many people are uncovered. So you have to begin to take on this huge invisible cover of being your own protector. That's why you're protecting my. That's why you're defending my. That's why you're protesting my. That's why you're trying to show everyone that this is my. And whole time, you know, your life is never going to be in control of yourself, but you'll get to make these decisions. The end of the day, it's always about life and death. So if your mind is death, then death is after you. If your mind is life, then of course God says that I come to bring that. So then your mind is understanding that I'm his. But if you're the other end, then you understand that whatever I got, I'm a slave to it. And you don't realize how important it is to begin to not directly, you know, like we talked about, over extend ourselves to try to get ahead, or try to, you know, I'm going to get over this. I'm going to get over this. I'm going to read the whole Bible in a year. But like that brother said, the Bible does not sit in you. You reading the Bible in a year, but the Bible has not set in you. But yet you know everything about the Bible. You've read everything, but the Bible has not changed your heart. The Bible has not got you through situations. You just read the Bible to read the Bible. And you have to, as people of God, we have to understand not only just knowing that he is my God, he is our God, but understanding it's the relationship to go through with that God. He is a God that will get you through. If even if you see every single way has been shut down, He will make a way, because He's our God. He's my God. He's your God. That's the getting through we're talking about.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, if I'm not mistaken.
Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 43, verse 19. For I am about to do something new.
Oh, yeah.
He says He's already begun it.
Yep.
Then He asks you, do you not see it?
Mm-hmm.
You break it down in its true context. Why does God ask you, do you not see it?
Because it's unseen.
It's unseen.
Natural. Spiritual
it's
eyes.
It's supernatural.
There you go.
And your flesh is allowing you to see, one, how bad it is. Mm-hmm. Two, how irreversible this situation can be.
Yep.
So you go through the sensual wisdom thoughts of the stages of depression.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere in those, five stages of grief.
Okay, grief, depression will come because
depression,
you know,
is in there.
Yeah.
Anger, self-pity, all these things that have no correlation to our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Mm-hmm.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That should pop in your mind before any of, well, yeah, I guess I am going through those five stages of grief. That means I'll get over it.
And we're not even accepting the process, and that's the problem, because
no acceptance.
What does society do? The society does
You'll
promote.
Get over it.
It does promote over it. It does, even though you have not finished this contract, go get a new phone. Go get a new car. Even though you have not successfully overcome your financial hardship yet, go out here and go ahead and get this loan, and then get yourself even in more issues
even
and situations.
Even if you haven't forgiven yourself, nor the issue, go get into another issue.
Oh yeah, even with TV shows that are like promoting, you know, multiple partners and things like that, and people know that, you know, people have been having multiple partners, people been doing stuff for a long time, but now that you see it, it's just like, if you're not over somebody, get over them by being with somebody else. And lo and behold, you don't know that the next person can have something that would knock you out of here. You know, that next person can be somebody's Delilah. That next person can be somebody's Ahab. The next person can be the shut door that you drop.
My question is, what if you're that person?
Very true.
What if
you
you're
can become
that
becoming?
Delilah, what if you are that
Ahab? Yeah.
What if you are that, dare I say it, what if you are that, what's the brother's name? What if you are that, I hate to even think about who he is.
Yeah, like King Saul?
Not King Saul, but what if you are that, you know who I'm talking about, baby. If I mention what he'd done, he would follow the disciples around as they were performing miracles and try to copy them, but use it as wizardry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm coming to you and telling you your troubles aren't going to last always,
mm-hmm.
if you follow my plan,
mm-hmm.
and my method and my strategical studies,
mm-hmm.
and I throw a little bit of scripture in there, there's no Holy Spirit, nor is there any anointing over me. But I've watched those who have the anointing, and I can use that to find somebody who is empty to fill them up based off of my emptiness.
All right, so I've gotten...
And the blind leads the blind. They can only fall in the ditch.
That's very true, because the only way he can do that is thinking, I've gotten over needing to do what you have done. Just like how the Pharisees were so upset with Jesus, because they felt like, how did you come and didn't go through, but yet you are above us. And how do you know who we are? You're the seed of the serpent. How do you see us? Yet we have overdid you. We have outdid you. We have done everything. We've done all these.
They told Jesus, we've never been in bondage.
And I've been over it.
And we're the seed of Abraham on top of that.
And I'm above that. I'm higher. I'm in all these layers above you. Yet they could not endure the simpleness of God saying, keep thyself holy.
It all go through works.
They got over it. They got over it to the point where they was touching things they weren't supposed to touch.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, this podcast has been very educational, very edifying, very delightful.
So, honey, how my question to you is, what happens when somebody has the notion of getting over is equivalent, or dare I say, holier than going through it?
That's a good question. It's going to take that person to realize, am I trying to be God?
Mm.
Because I've been there. And I understand that you will put that scenario in your own terms, and you can twist it and even think about getting over it is much better than going through it, because how can I endure this? I have no skills. I have this. I have that. Because you're thinking of your own strength. But even in Psalms 94, you know, verse 18 and 19, I'm going to read it. It's right on my board. It says, when I said my foot slipped, thy mercy, O Lord. There it is again. Thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. In the multitude of what my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. What am I saying? I'm saying when we are getting over something and we think that getting over it is putting us in a higher position to not truly deal with this, we're saying my multitude of thoughts are greater than God's thoughts. And that is a sin, literally, because we are basically not casting down that thought, but instead we're trying to benefit of it and then receive the benefits of what God has called us to get. But we're going about it in a very vindictive, manipulative, and even a very, sometimes you're just in denial. You're in denial. I need to get over this. I need to hurry up and get, you know, I need to hurry up and figure out how to meet the mark.
Yeah.
And all of that begins to truly begin to cloud our judgment. And then that clouded judgment begins to be the distance that we have with God. And then we don't pray. We don't speak about God the way we used to. We're not in God's face like we normally are when we're talking and guiding with him. We're over him to some point, because now we're trying to figure out how to deal with life, and we're dealing with it to the point where now we're dealing with it on our own, and we're without him because we just got over it. We never went through it.
I want to say, God asks, were you there?
Oh, Job. Were you there when I built the heavens? And yeah, Job.
There you go.
Yeah, Job was going through it.
Were you there when I
formed it?
Come on now.
Yeah, that was Job.
Were you there?
Even though he was going through, God was telling him, you're going to have to go through this all the way.
You're going to have to go through it.
And Job was like, just kill me.
I'd just rather die.
He said, let me get over this. And getting over it wouldn't have done nothing for him, because after he lost everything, God restored plenty. And was, I mean, still the greatest, one of the greatest testimony stories in the Bible.
I see. Job, Paul, goodness gracious. Paul definitely. Job especially, and Paul definitely.
Yeah.
Because, as we can recall, Paul was in a sense massacring followers of Christ, mm-hmm. believers in God, and he thought he was doing God a favor. Mm-hmm. He really did. And as soon as he went through his transformation and truly living for Christ and following Christ and worshiping God, the man went as far as to say sometimes he has to thank himself happy.
He knew where he came from. He didn't. There's no way he. And even in that statement, it really gives us a good way to close the podcast, because even in that, with us thinking ourselves happy, that truly proves that you cannot get over your past. You have to live your life in a way that you understand, I'm going to have a spirit of a finisher and go through this, even though I know what I did before I knew God, before I got saved, and how I still acted after I got saved, and then I finally got my life right. Now, when I sit back and see some flashbacks, or when I hear a reminder what I could do, or, you know, when there's something that shoulda, coulda, woulda, in my present moment, I'm able to think myself happy. I'm able to shut my mouth and not have that smart tongue. I'm able to know how to complete this process, because I've gave up getting over, and I've challenged myself to allow God to keep me in going through with Him.
So it's best to really understand the authority we've been given through Christ. We've been able to speak things into existence. I want to say Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 through 21 will tell you that a man shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, with the consequences of his words, he must be satisfied.
Because you spoke it.
21 goes on to say, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
There it is.
And they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's we close right there. Adam and Eve. What did Eve say? She believe and perceive, already looking at it, would bring her wise and wisdom out of her mouth. He said, well, you surely shall not die. What did she do? She went and took and bit of the fruit that she thought in her mind, and proof as if today when we speak about things, we don't see fruit that we're eating, and we don't see the repercussions of it immediately. But surely enough, we do understand, spiritually speaking, it'll pop up in a year or two.
It always does. And then, again, you go over into what God has told us that He would do. He is who He says He is.
Sure is.
And when He says His words shall not return into Him void, it's exactly what He says it is.
Yeah.
So if He tells you that you will be blessed in the city and you will be blessed in the field, believe that and receive it. But if He also tells you,
you gotta accept going through part though.
You have to.
Because you can't say, oh, I'm going, I'm
going to
be blessed.
I'm going to be blessed. Yeah. And you take that and you run with it.
And you don't try to get over with it.
That Christ told you that in this life, you will go through trials and tribulations. But be not dismayed. For I have overcome the world.
And that's why it's so important for us to really probably publish this full-blown episode tonight. Because society is still given this thing where the Bible says, if someone comes to you presenting a different gospel, do not accept it. Don't. And this whole prosperity, this whole you will not suffer, it's not God. It's getting over God.
The do as thou will doctrine. It only comes from the accuser of the brethren himself, the liar from the beginning,
and the Satan. Best way, yeah.
So when God tells you one man can't serve two masters, you really have to understand you are not your own with the decisions that you make. Either you are led by the Holy Spirit, or you're led by the spirit that you've been given captive to.
Yeah, or many spirits, pretty much.
Many spirits.
Yeah.
Very true.
Pretty much many
spirits.
That's a whole podcast
within itself, yeah, the many spirits part.
Yeah. So we appreciate you guys listening. You know, we're going to come out with a couple more of these in the new year, 2023. We're planning to just really have these discussions because we see that they're important, you know, as a married couple. Praise God, we've hit the thrust of 5 years.
We also need to do a whole episode of Let God Be God and You Stay Out the Way.
I'm laughing because now he's getting ideas to flow about, you know,
when you mention marriage, it hits different.
Well, I'm telling you, you can't give them what we're going to give them. We're going to get them when we get them. You know, when we get them,
Baby, I mean, that's important, especially just the way the world is trajecting. It's it's very alarming, and it's eerie. Not so much as because we understand what Christ told John in Revelations, what Christ told the disciples in Matthew, what God told his people in Deuteronomy. We get that. But even though we've been given the instructions by the great I Am, by our Lord and Savior, look how true to form everything happens. And before you blink your eye, there it is. And even though we see it, there are truly those out there that we see, but they don't understand. You know what I mean? We see, but they don't. You know what I'm saying, babe? Like, they don't understand where this is heading. It's not getting any better.
I totally understand. And that's why we're talking about this tonight, and we gotta close.
We have to close.
Because we cannot give someone what they did not ask for.
Very true.
And when you receive too much information, then, like I've said, of course, if you guys been listening, grow dull. Not only that, but you also set yourself up, because now you've learned something, but you don't know how to fight what's coming.
Very true.
So we don't want to not cover the podcast or cover each other. We want to let people know that we're coming back in 2023.
You know how it is for that marriage thing. It's deep for us, though, baby. It really does.
I totally understand that it's deep. And it totally think that you got to close this out since it goes so deep.
Right? I have to close this out.
Yeah, because we almost 50 minutes in. This is a TV show.
It's been 50 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't see this thing pop up?
Man, you know how we talk. We talk from 11 in the afternoon to 3 o'clock in the morning. You know how we talk. But it's a blessing. It's truly an honor and a privilege to be sitting beside the love of my life. Mm-hmm. And to talk like we just talk. If we both just hanging out.
Well, that's pretty. And we just invite the Lord to come on in here.
And to be able to share the gospel and to share our testimony, to share our understanding of what God has given us the understanding of through the Holy Spirit. It means a lot to be able to share this space with my wife. Mm-hmm. So to all those who are listening, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the words of my mouth, of our mouth, and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in his sight. Because it's not our job for you to pay attention to us. It's our job to get you to pay attention to the kingdom that is at hand. And that is our Father who art in heaven. So I pray nothing but peace and blessings and wisdom be with you and your family and your loved ones. That you stay safe. And that God continues to reveal to you just how precious you are to him, and that he's not finished with you.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to go ahead and get off of here. I think that we've said enough about trying to get over something. We gave you the definition, and we definitely talked about going through. So hopefully you are in a place where you received the greater end, but also understood the valid part of it's not... it's time for a shift in how we say things. It's a time to shift how we see things as well, especially as people claiming to be people of God. You need to be a person of God, be a family, be a marriage of God, and know that God sent his son, and Jesus had to go through. He had to continue in a time or period to finish the process of completion. And when he did that, he said, "It is finished."
Yes.
And that is written for us to understand that we are able to live through Jesus. So therefore, it is written that we have the ability now to go through. And that's even right. In our going through, we will be tempted with trying to hurry up and get over something. We will be it will be advertised to us, it will be familiar to us, but it is time for us to shift and say that I can get through this with my God and with my Savior, my Lord, as my help. And then when God sends you your significant other, then they are there to also be a present physical help to you, as well as both of you lean on the Lord in those times of situations, struggles, trials, tribulation, whatever it is. So we pray that you are encouraged. We pray that you are edified. We pray that you are getting ready to go get your Bible and figure out what we were talking about when we were reading those scriptures. And then you're excited about what we're going to come back out with 2023. We got a cool name that we came up with for our sessions and everything. So
you had a cool name. I just agreed with it.
Praise the Lord. We going to get off of here. We have enjoyed each other tonight. And absolutely, we thank God for being on this recording with us. We could have not done this without him. And so we just want to thank you all for supporting our podcast. And we'll see you all in the new year.
God bless.
Thank you.